Right, moving on to agenda paper 12. And maybe before I hand over to Craig, and before anyone speak, it might be useful just to remind ourselves of where we are from the Foundation's perspective overall, not just the committee's perspective, in terms of where we've ended up in the context for this draft agenda decision before we open the discussion. So we talked about cryptos in the past, cryptocurrencies at the committee, and the committee at the time went through the technical analysis but had a preference, I think, at the time for the board to consider doing some standard setting in the area of cryptocurrency. So we took that message back to the board, and the board discussed a paper on cryptos, and the board decided not to do standard setting at this time on cryptocurrencies. To monitor the space, actively monitor the space, so Craig's busy making sure we know what's going on in the market. But the board was concerned about the evidence that had been collected by the staff about the diversity that we have seen in practice in terms of what people are doing at the moment applying our standards. And given that I think the committee and the board both looked at the analysis at the time of the application of the existing standards, and we thought that there was a particular outcome, which is what we've been discussing, they sent back a request to the committee to please look at publishing an agenda decision so that in the absence of standard setting, we can at least address diversity in the market by setting out the current application of our standards in this area. So we've got a situation where the board doesn't want to do standard setting and has asked the committee to look at issuing an agenda decision, and that's our background. So I think we should be starting with the assumption that the board has decided not to do standard setting when we discuss this issue. If I can please ask for that to be the context of the discussion. With that, I hand over to Craig.
Thank you. So agenda paper 12 analyses comments on the committee's tentative agenda decision about holdings of cryptocurrencies. The committee received 20 comment letters by the comment letter deadline. These are reproduced in agenda paper 12A. 12 respondents agreed with the committee's technical analysis. 5 made no comment on the committee's technical analysis. And 3 questioned various aspects of this analysis. Paragraphs 16 to 34 of our paper discuss respondents' questions on the committee's technical analysis. Paragraphs 35 to 48 discuss wording suggestions made by respondents. 16 respondents suggested that the board consider undertaking standard setting for holdings of cryptocurrencies, either instead of or in addition to the committee finalising the agenda decision. Paragraphs 54 to 72 of the paper discuss these comments. We will report these comments to the board as part of our ongoing monitoring of cryptocurrencies. Based on our analysis, we recommend finalising the agenda decision with some minor changes as noted in Appendix A. I will now ask whether you agree with our recommendation to finalise the agenda decision set out in Appendix A.
Yeah, I agree with the staff's recommendation. I think I understand that there are some folks that would like standard setting, but I think it's pretty clear that the board is not going to do any standard setting, and I think the agenda decision reflects the way I understand the existing standards to work, and I think it provides helpful clarification for folks about how the standards apply, and so for that reason I'm comfortable with the agenda decision. I did share a drafting comment about a couple of the changes that I think are repetitive, but other than that I'm comfortable with it.
Martin?
Based on the given framework, the reply from the board, I believe that's the best we can do, so therefore I support the agenda decision.
Bob?
I'm in a similar position. Eventually, I think I'd like to see the board, but I understand the situation currently. But people need guidance right now, and I think this provides good guidance for people. So I'm supportive of finalizing the agenda decision.
Michael?
So we agree with the analysis. I think it's particularly helpful, paragraph 45, which talks about staff paper about assets not issued by other parties are not moved in, so it's not because the answer is the same or different, it's just because it hasn't been considered by the committee. But yeah, we would strongly support the committee finalising the decision to give guidance as a bedrock on which we can then consider the regulatory treatments. So very supportive.
Thank you. Makoto.
Yeah, thank you so much. So that we really respect the staff analysis, and we do not object to the all analysis by the staff. But at the same time, many of us has a strong concern that the analysis is narrow, focusing on the some definitions on the IS 13, and also that does not consider the context of IS 38 more broadly in determining its application to cryptocurrency. So that. In addition to that, we also think that it's, I don't need to say too much, but I think it's very important for the IASB, beyond the Interpreters Committee, to consider the standard setting in the future. Thank you.
Bruce.
Yeah, it'll come as a shock to you all that I don't agree with the agenda decision. I still strongly believe, as many of the commentators do, that we don't get the right answer in terms of the IS 38 accounting. I still continue to believe that in the absence of the board doing anything, that paragraph 7 of IS 38 could still scope us out of this if you apply the words that are actually in there. But I seem to be a lone voice on that. So, yeah, it's on record that I still don't agree with the outcome.
Young Su?
I still do not think IAS 38 is an appropriate standard for cryptocurrencies. But as I said in the last meeting, I support the agenda decision because, you know, at least we can reduce the diversity in the practice. I have just one more comment. The comment is the last paragraph of page 24 of the agenda decision. The last paragraph is referring to the broker reader, the relationships. It says that we can apply the paragraph 3B of IAS 2 on the cryptocurrency. But I have a concern about this one because the same sentence says that broker traders are those who buy or sell commodities. And my worry is about commodities. If we just say that, we might say that cryptocurrencies are commodities. And I'm not really sure whether cryptocurrencies are commodities or not. As far as I know, we never discussed about that. And also, as far as I know, there is no legal definition of the cryptocurrencies yet either. So I think we really don't need this paragraph. So what I suggest is to eliminate this paragraph and just remark about the IAS 2, none more than that.
If it's helpful, Young, so I think that there was a discussion about this in previous papers that I think led this to going in here. And I think that, but it's a good point I think you bring up, which is, the discussion was around the fact that, of course, you rightly say that what IS2 refers to here are commodity broker traders. There isn't any words in IFRS literature that neither defines nor even describes commodities. So I think what the discussion was is that the committee is not opining and saying cryptocurrencies are commodities, but neither are they saying they're not, in a sense. And so I think that what's coming through here is this shouldn't be read as saying the committee saying, you know, as I say, cryptocurrencies equals a commodity. However, that the committee is feeling that you know, depending on your situation, if you meet the situation that's described in paragraph 5 in terms of more describing what is a broker trader, then potentially if you meet that and you are a broker trader of cryptocurrencies, then paragraph 3B of IS2 is sort of available to you.
We can just remark about the broker and trader. For that, I have no objection to that. But the paragraph itself says that broker and traders are trading commodities. And maybe people, you know, we misinterpret our intention. We don't mean treating the cryptocurrencies as commodities. It's because the sentence of that paragraph exactly says it's a commodity broker or traders. Maybe people misinterpret our intention. But that is what I'm suggesting.
Reinhardt?
So I agree with the changes that were the drafting changes to the agenda decision. Overall, I agree with the agenda decision. My one concern was that in describing the broker-trader exemption and when you're in the scope of IS2, the staff analysis seemed to be a bit broader than I think we've, as a committee, discussed, or at least that's the impression I had. Having said that, that's not reflected in the agenda decision itself, so I'm comfortable with the agenda decision in terms of its wording. And I think, you know, similar to Tony's, maybe some small drafting changes, for example, where we talk about cryptocurrencies are not cash. Well, I think our analysis, the staff analysis, is that it's not currently cash. Maybe just adding that, you know, some. Mm-hmm. But other than that, overall, I'm fine with the agenda decision.
Thank you. Andrew?
Within the framework to comment, we're to comment on, I agree with almost all of the staff analysis. I also agree with the agenda decision. I did have a similar concern, I think, to Reinhardt's when I read paragraph 65 of the paper, which maybe seemed to expanding things held for sale in the ordinary course of business a little further than I might have liked, but it doesn't really find its way too much into the agenda decision, so I'm comfortable.
Goro?
Thank you. Yes, I think it is too early for the board to go to the standard setting, so that given that the absence of the standard setting, I think that this agenda decision is what we can do right now. And I agree with the staff analysis and the conclusion, and I particularly welcome this updated version of the agenda decision to have some new words on the disclosure. I particularly like the additional new words which encourage the entity to disclose any additional information that is relevant to an understanding of entity's financial statement. As cryptocurrencies are new types of assets, there may be additional information which we can't think of today may become relevant when they become more prevalent. Thank you.
Thank you, Goro. Guy.
The agenda decision, as I've said in prior meetings, I agree with the thought process in terms of how to navigate current IFRSs. I would observe that inherent in the analysis as to whether that provides useful information, and obviously there's different perspectives on the extent to which it provides useful information, as is apparent from the comment letters. But I think in the paper the staff has laid out some thoughts around how that framework does lend to some degree of useful information. What is inherent in that is an ability to utilize the commodity broker trader provisions of IES2. I would like to think that, given the limited language in IES2, that there is ability to apply that exception. And I would emphasize again that I think in spelling out the notion that there is some useful information provided by the current application of IFRS as laid out in the agenda decision, it does rely on the notion that could be available to holders of cryptocurrency in a number of cases. At the risk of venturing into the standard setting decision that has been taken,
I understand the decision that's been taken by the board. I think what might be a useful signal to the at-risk community might be some indication of a time frame where that decision might be revisited. I know the board is monitoring developments, et cetera, but if there was some indication as to when, you know, there might be another consideration of that decision, I think that, that may go a long way to indicating to the community that's interested in this that, you know, this continues to be an important issue and there will be another discussion of it within such a specified time.
I suppose I could respond to Guy on that, that we will have an agenda consultation, so it'll be interesting to see the extent that it comes up in that.
True. Okay, so, Katrina?
At the minute, I had only one change noted, but others can tell me if they want something extra, which is, to Tony's point, there's a piece of repetition just in the disclosure. So we added some extra words underlined in disclosure, and I think it just means that the very first piece of the A bullet we don't need because it's direct repetition. So I consider that more editorial, but that we would suggest changing that just on what you see in the final. I wasn't going to suggest any other change. So maybe, Reinhardt, to your point, I'll just note that word currently is already in there, which I think is helpful and important and already there and in the middle of page 24.
With that, can I get a show of hands on who will support this agenda decision?
13.
Was it ever?
Not good. Yeah, so
13.
Thank you.
All right. Right, which means we've got we can have a break for 10 minutes before we go on to talk about IS21. So we'll reconvene at
5:30.
I don't see you as an accepting defeat. I think you're just retreating.